Will that in fact help people who are facing high gas prices, more expensive food, and a housing meltdown? Vincent Reinhardt is here now. He was the director of the Federal Reserve Board's Division of Monetary Affairs. He is now a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with that question, that very question. Will it in fact help to lower interest rates yet again?
Chances are not. The Federal Reserve has eased aggressively already. The federal funds rate is down to 2.25%. That actually is below the rate of inflation, which means real interest rates are negative.
Well, some have said that the Federal Reserve is now, in effect, a fourth branch of government. What can it do, if anything, to help with these immediate problems?
The fact is we're expecting a lot, probably too much, from the central bank. In the long run, what a central bank can deliver is low inflation and sustainable economic growth. This is a cyclical event. The economy is trying to digest a considerable dislocation in the housing market. The Federal Reserve is trying to help, but there's a limit to what it can do.
Vincent Reinhardt, yesterday the Wall Street Journal ran a big editorial saying that the fundamental problem today is the decline of the value of the dollar, and the paper cited as evidence the relative cost of oil. It compared euros and dollars. Oil costs more in euros and in dollars, but much more in dollars than in euros. And further, dollars are the basic currency in all commodity markets, so that's why food prices are going higher, according to the journal. You are in charge of monetary policy for the Fed. What do you think of this analysis?
I think it's part right. It is the case that there is a strong association between the value of the dollar on exchange markets and commodity prices generally. And the reason is, if the dollar depreciates, the economies that see their currency appreciate have more purchasing power, and they bid up the prices of commodities. There's also some structural changes going on. We are adding tens of millions of workers into the global trading system every year with the developments in China and India. They've got more purchasing power, and so they're bidding up food prices.
Well, the paper is saying pretty clearly that it's simply the declining value of the dollar. The dollar's worth less, so of course food costs more. It says the administration has not been defending the value of the dollar, and I think it would stretch this argument back to the time when you were in charge of monetary policy at the Fed.
The dollar has been depreciating for a while, and I do hope I was influential at the Federal Reserve, but I don't think I can be blamed for everything. I think there are just more things going on than just the dollar depreciation. It is a channel. It is boosting food prices. But also remember the Federal Reserve's dirty little secret, and that is the dollar depreciation is encouraging our exports and discouraging imports, and that's providing support to domestic production exactly at a time when we need it.
Mr. Reinhardt, speaking of bad policy, you have come out very forcefully against the Fed's bailout of Bear Stearns, saying it was the worst policy decision in a generation. A lot of people have defended it, saying had the Fed not intervened, there would have been a full-scale banking collapse.
So I think there are two issues. And the first one is just reflected in how you phrased the question. We've been presenting this false dichotomy. It was either the Federal Reserve lent to Bear Stearns or Bear Stearns goes into bankruptcy and there'll be cascading defaults, which will really strain the global financial system. There were possibilities in between those two extremes. Could there have been a different bidder? Could J.P. Morgan have been talked into pursuing Bear Stearns without direct lending to Bear? And the reason it's important to ask that question is the second main argument, and that is it is very consequential. It has changed attitudes towards markets, and it will usher in more regulation. And probably there'll be a rush to regulation as a result.
Well, spin that down, if you would. How does that affect, the average American who perhaps wasn't invested in Bear Stearns, but who might feel some kind of effect from this bailout?
The consequential fallout will be felt over time. That is, next year when we have a new president and a new administration, the Congress will certainly be looking at re-regulating. And that may very well mean that to the average American, there are going to be less beneficial investment choices and we'll lose some of the efficiencies associated with financial market functioning. That's an argument over time.
Vincent Reinhart, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Vincent Reinhart. He is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and he used to be the director of the Federal Reserve Board's Division of Monetary Affairs.